grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection.
Test, 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 test. Hello and welcome to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno for game one of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Inland Empire 66ers. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball for the Grizzlies' home opener and the start of the home schedule of our 2024 season. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 3-0 after sweeping the San Jose Giants at Excite Ballpark, their first ever sweep at Excite Ballpark since joining the California League in 2021. Your Fresno Grizzlies tied for the best record in the California League, first place in the California League North Division, one game ahead of the Modesto Nuts. On the other side, the Inland Empire 66ers, the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, they are 0-3. After being swept by the Visalia Rawhide, they are in fourth place in the California League South Division standings. They are three games back of Visalia, who just swept him. But the Inland Empire 66ers early in the season, and they're going to try to win here at Chukchansey Park, which is going to be rocking for the home opener this evening. The Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are ready to go as they give the ball to left-hand pitcher Albert Pacheco. Pacheco pitched last year with the Grizzlies, and he's back again for another great season. Pacheco, 7 wins last year with the Grizzlies. He's back in the number 4 spot in the rotation. The 21-year-old has a very bright future with the Rockies. He will get the ball for your Grizzlies tonight, while on the other hand, the Inland Empire 66ers will give the ball to Riley Bauman. Bauman is making his first start of the 2024 season. The right-hander is 6 feet, 181 pounds from Rockwall, Texas. An Abilene Christian product. He gets the ball this evening. So it should be a great pitching matchup between Albert Pacheco and Riley Bauman. So that's the pitching matchup as we get set for first pitch this evening. Lots of pregame festivities as well. So it should be a good night for baseball. Well, prior to tonight's contest, I sat down with Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, and we talked about the nice start the Grizzlies had in San Jose, which included 2 homers from Braylon Wimmer. We also gave a glimpse into a couple other players on this team that he's super excited about, our international prospects, and some of the veterans that are going to help him coach these younger players. Our pregame guest is Trevor Burmeister, and we come back right after the break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. Welcome back, but how was your offseason?
Really good offseason, very busy offseason. Back home, I'm from Wisconsin, run some youth and high school hitting camps, and we kind of have a circuit where we travel around the state and work with youth kids, high school kids, and puts a lot on my plate, but it's a lot of fun to do, and really happy with how that's going, so it keeps me busy.
And I know you also spent some time with your dog, Bo, as well, too.
Got to give a shout-out to Bobo back home. Yeah, like a Rottweiler, German Shepherd mix. He's a handsome devil, and obviously I miss him when I'm away from him.
Well, speaking of dogs, we got some dogs in the bat, in the bats this year. And one of the guys I want to bring up is a guy who just homered the other night in Braylon Wimmer. Yeah. Talk about the South Carolina product.
Braylon's uber talented, just a freak athlete, and that's, you know, subjective with what your eyes see, but it's also objective. We have a lab back in Arizona that gives us some really detailed information, and it shows that he's just a very special athlete. It's kind of like a similar feel to how I'm coaching him as I coached Ryan Ritter last year, because Ryan Ritter is also a really good athlete. The goal and what we've been doing with Braylon is just trying to let him be the athlete that he is in the batter's box, experimenting with some different movement, and so far from the end of camp until now, it's really paying off.
You know, there's a lot of returners coming back as well, too, but watching the growth of Andy Perez has been amazing. Talk about the growth of Perez and what you see from him this year.
You know, sometimes guys, they need time. It's their greatest asset. And last year, Andy, full season with us in low A, he learned a lot. Went to Instructs immediately after the season. We really started building that foundation of what he really could focus on and work on going forward. He had a phenomenal offseason. Physically, he's a different-looking dude. But in terms of, like, the things that he really had to put his attention towards, he did that. And I'm really excited about Andy. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's talented enough to make a run for possibly MVP, and I'm not trying to put pressure on him by saying that. He's just, that's the kind of talent that we have in this kid.
You also have two veterans who are back again who bring a lot of pop into the lineup. Jake Snyder, who can spray the ball everywhere, and EJ Andrews Jr. Talk about what it means to have two veteran guys that can help you on that side.
It is enormous. At our level, especially with a bunch of the young guys we have, and also some older college guys, but inexperienced in pro ball, to have those guys around, especially, you know, Snides is just a rock star in terms of how he shows up and he prepares every single day. Just steady Eddie, Mr. Consistency, and I love being around the kid. I love watching him play. And then EJ, obviously, being very familiar to Fresno, having them show the way is a really big deal for not only our really young kids, but also our inexperienced college guys.
You know, there's a lot of international talent as well, too, that's coming through. And one of the guys that has been around a little bit in terms of the DSL, but now here stateside, is Fadrio Cruz. Talk about what he could bring to the table.
I had Fadrio 2 years ago in the ACL. He's a talented kid. He's fun to watch. When he hits a ball in the gap, watch him run. This kid can fly. But there's a lot of quickness in the bat. There's a lot of twitch in the bat. There's a skill set there that's really fun to work with. He's an exciting player to watch where you can kind of plug him in anywhere in the lineup and he can really make a difference.
You talked about quickness, and we've already seen it. Caleb Hobson at the bottom of the lineup, he put down three bunts just last night. So, you know, what's your thoughts on that?
That's huge. I mean, last night in the seventh inning, you know, here in San Jose, he led off the inning with a bunt hit. Really sparked a huge inning for us, scoring four runs in a big spot where they kind of clawed back into the game. That's his skill set, and he's a really good outfielder. You'll see it out there, how he roams and how he covers the gaps. You know, from the hitting side, he's exciting. Him and a guy like Tevin Tucker, like the way I view them is they're like in a wide-open canvas, you know, in terms of what we can do with them. But we're going to have some fun kind of experimenting and finding what works for them to bring that skill set out in the batter's box.
What are some goals for you as the hitting coach? But also, you know, it's also fun probably to develop these guys as well too, right?
It's the name of the game. It's part of, it's what our job is, right? So, you know, looking at their skill sets, what are their strengths? Let's maintain those, but then let's also try to search for some areas that we can maybe increase some growth. It's the best part. I'm a problem solver by heart. I think that's why I was meant for this profession. I love putting like a puzzle together, for lack of a better term, and that's kind of how I view our guys, is like, what's the puzzle look like? Let's piece it together, create a plan, and you know, make these guys better as the weeks go on.
Do you have any promotions that you're excited about, or days at Chancy Park this upcoming season?
I'm just really happy to be back. You know, it's second to none in terms of the experience, how we're treated. The renovation that was done inside the clubhouse area is going to be spectacular. But we're just really excited to feel the energy from the fans, and with all the promotions that you guys do, that is excellent. You know, we can't wait to see that place filled up.
Well, awesome. We can't wait to talk to you more this year. Let's go get a W.
Appreciate it, buddy.
And we thank hitting coach Trevor Burmeister for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for game one of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Inland Empire 66ers. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball here between your Grizzlies home opener and the visiting Inland Empire 66ers. Your Grizzlies 3-0 on the season. On the other side, Inland Empire, they are 0-3 on the season, but of course, early on, so both teams trying to continue either winning or try to get back on track on their winning ways if you're the 66ers. Again, we thank Trevor Burmeister for joining us on the pregame show. We'll be back right after this with our starting lineups and more. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Chuck Chancey Park here in downtown Fresno. Currently, both teams are being announced as they are taking the lines on both sides. The Inland Empire 66ers being announced first, and they are lining up, and then it'll be your Fresno Grizzlies right after that. A very exciting group of players so far that are 3-0 on the season. Hello and welcome back to the broadcast. My name is Stephen Rice. I'm glad you could join us. This is going to be a lot of fun this evening. Inland Empire being announced right now, and then the Fresno Grizzlies. With that being said, let's go through the Inland Empire 66ers lineup. It is by manager Dave Stapleton, who's back for another season with the Inland Empire 66ers. They are 0-3. Shortstop Capri Ortiz will lead things off. He is a switch hitter, and he's number 8. Batting second, the third baseman, number 9, Caleb Bartolero. Batting third is the center fielder, number 25, Anthony Skoll. Batting fourth is the left fielder, number 3, Kevin Castillo. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 13, Juan Flores. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 19, Randy DeJesus. Batting seventh is the DH, the number 6, Dario Lavarde. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 43, Luis Torres. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 4, Johan Macias. And on the bump for Inland Empire is the right-hander, number 21, Riley Bauman. Bauman making his first start of the season. For Inland Empire, once again, under manager Dave Stapleton, it's Ortiz, Bartolero, Skoll, Castillo, Flores, DeJesus, Lavarde, Torres, and Macias. And on the bump is Bauman. With that being said, we are going to head over to the PA announcer, Mark Standriff, and he will give you our team.
Number 18, Cruz Kirkland, the third. Number 19, Jack Mahoney. Number 20, Carson Horner. Number 21, Austin Eleanor. Number 23, Sam Ritterley. Number 24, Caden Hopkins. Number 27, Brayden Carmichael. Number 28, Adrina Cruz. Number 30, Wellington Herrera. Number 35, Chris Sanchez. Number 36, Brian Perez. And number 40, Ben McKay. And now here's the starting lineup for the visitors from Inland Empire 66ers. Leading off the shortstop, number 8, Capri Ortiz. Batting second at third base, number 9, Caleb Bartolero. Batting third, center field, number 25, Anthony Skoll. Batting fourth, in left field, number 3, Kevin Castillo. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 13, Juan Flores. That is 6 in left field, number 19, Randy DeJesus. That is 7, the designated hitter, number 6, Dario Rivera. That is 8, at first base, number 43, Luis Torres. That is 9, at second base, number 4, Johan Macias. And the starting pitcher for Inland Empire, number 21, Riley Bauman.
Oh.
Welcome back to the broadcast. It's almost time to announce your Fresno Grizzlies starting lineup. Under manager Steve Solis, the 2023 California League Manager of the Year. Steve Solis and your Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They are 3-0 in the season after sweeping San Jose at Excite Ballpark. They may have been facing the Giants, but there was nothing little about what they did. As we get set to announce your Fresno Grizzlies starting lineup. Glad you could join us this evening. My name is Steven Rice. Boy, are we excited for this one. Glad you could tune in, stream guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. Downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the home opener of your Fresno Grizzlies. The 2024 season is upon us. The crowd continuing to file in. A nice crowd on hand already. It's now time for your starting lineups. Here we go. Leading off for your Fresno Grizzlies, first baseman, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting second, the third baseman, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third, the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 2, EJ Andrews Jr. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 25, Jason Hinchman. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 17, Albert Pacheco. So once again, under manager Steve Solis and your Fresno Grizzlies, it'll be Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Snyder, Andrews Jr., Tena, Mendez, Perry, Hinchman, and Pacheco on the bump. Our umpires this evening are Joshua Runge behind the plate and Jeremy Rada on the bases. If you're watching on MILB TV or the Bally Live app, you can see the Grizzlies are in their white uniforms and gray for Inland Empire. Is now time for the national anthem.
They'll all be used here at Chuck Chancey Park, and we'll always remember and thank them for their support of Grizzlies baseball in downtown Fresno. Please join us now for a moment of silence with their memory. Thank you. And now please remain standing for our national anthem, performed tonight by Alyssa Rosado. Thank you.
a beautiful national anthem to get us set for the Grizzlies' home opener for the 2024 season. Your Grizzlies coming off a big sweep in San Jose. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Angels, the Inland Empire 66ers, and the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Fresno Grizzlies had an outstanding 2023 season, but unfortunately they did not make the postseason, and this year they are ready for revenge. And we can't wait to see how tonight goes about. Dave Stapleton, the manager of the Inland Empire 66ers, and manager Steve Solis, right now they are at the plate meeting with the umpires. Behind the plate, Joshua Runge and Jeremy Rotta on the bases. The Grizzlies wearing their cream slash beige unis. They have Fresno written across the front in red. They have the beige caps with the red bill and the California Bear flag on top, or the California Bear on their cap as well. Inland Empire, they're in their gray uniform, 66ers written across the front. They have the blue numbers in the back as well as the two teams get set for first pitch. Once again, Inland Empire, it'll be Capri Ortiz, Caleb Bartolero, Anthony Skull, Kevin Castillo, Juan Flores, Randy DeJesus, Dario Lavarde, Luis Torres, and Johan Macias, with Albert Pacheco taking on that lineup. Inland Empire will give the ball to Riley Bauman. He will take on Aiden Longwell, Braylon Wimmer, Andy Perez, Jake Snyder, E.J. Andrews Jr., Felix Tena, Luis Mendez, Darius Perry, and Jason Hinchman. If you missed out on our pregame show with hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, you've also probably missed out on a lot of Grizzlies runs. 30 runs scored in the first three games of the series. And hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, that interview with him was outstanding. You can always go to my SoundCloud, RiceCakes20, to check out all the interviews as well with all of our players this season. And if you want to watch or check out more in the future, please feel free to tune in as well. Follow us on social media, Fresno Grizzlies. You can also follow me, RiceCakes20, on all social media as well as we get set for first pitch this evening. A beautiful night for baseball here in downtown Fresno, Chukchansey Park. This ballpark is unlike any other. It is absolutely beautiful. Nice crowd on hand. Still filing in as well, too. Expected a big crowd tonight. 73 degrees, clear skies, 4 mile per hour winds out to right field. And the Grizzlies getting set to take the field as well. And we're almost ready for first pitch. We'll take a quick little break, and when we come back, we'll have that first pitch. You'll see Grizzlies baseball. We'll be right on back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
And we are ready for baseball here in the Central Valley in downtown Fresno, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. As we are getting set for first pitch, Capri Ortiz steps into the box against the left-hander in Albert Pacheco. As here comes tonight's first pitch. And Pacheco winds and deals, and that pitch is high and outside, and we are underway at 7:02 p.m. As here comes the 1-0 from Pacheco. Fly ball out to right field, carrying a little bit. The right fielder antenna giving it chase, still giving it chase, and he runs out of real estate as he bangs into the wall on the right side. And just like that, the count remains at 1-1. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. We're in beautiful downtown Fresno at Chuck Chancey Park for the home opener between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Inland Empire 66ers. Here comes the 1-1. That pitch is high for a ball. The count now at 2-1 from Albert Pacheco. Pacheco returning, one of 12 returners on this Grizzlies roster. Here comes the 2-1. Inside. The count now at 3-1. Albert Pacheco is listed at 6'1", 176 pounds. He is 21 years old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. As Ortiz fouls that one into the netting and the crowd giving an ooh. And the count now full, 3-2. As Pacheco looking for the strikeout, winds and deals. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball foul into the crowd on the right side, into our terrace level. And a fan trying to make a play. Count remains at 3-2. Albert Pacheco signed as an undrafted international free agent in 2019. As we said, only 21 years old. Here comes his pitch once again. And a ground ball sharply hit, and it will get up the middle for a base hit. And Ortiz is on with a single to open up tonight's contest. So runner at first with no outs as here comes the third baseman in Caleb Bartolero. Bartolero, the third baseman, one of the young bright stars in this Angels system. 6 feet, 211 pounds from Woodstock, Georgia. Here comes the first pitch to Bartolero. And he will take a strike on the inner portion of the plate. Count of no balls in 1. Bartolero signed as a free agent in 2023 by the Angels. Here comes the 0-1, and that is way outside. The count of 1-1. Nice white and gray combo tonight between the two teams. Fresno with the red in front. Inland Empire have the grays, as you can see on the Bally Live app or MILB TV. As that is a called strike on the inside part of the plate from Joshua Runge. And the count now at 1-2. And Pacheco looking for a punch out now as he will check on the runner and almost got him. Good move over there as the helmet of Ortiz falls towards the first base coach. And Brian Rupp, manager Dave Stapleton, is their manager for Inland Empires. There goes the runner, pitches inside. No throw from Perry. He is safe with no throw. So Ortiz, a stolen base. Runner at second now with no outs. The count now, 2-2. And now Perry going to go check on the left-hander in Albert Pacheco. While we have a mound visit, experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at yourchanceofgold.com. Pacheco will come set. Here comes his offering. And is swung on and missed. Pacheco, a big punch out for the first out of the inning and his first strikeout of 2024. And Bartolero will head back to the dugout in disgust. So one out, runner at second, as here comes the center fielder in Anthony Skull. Chukchansi Gold, whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chukchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that's a broken bat, a slow ground ball to the second baseman. It's going to be a tough play and a nice maneuver by the second baseman Mendez to hurry the throw over to first and get Skull. It goes 4-3 on the broken bat ground ball, and Ortiz moves up to third. So now runner at third with two outs, and it'll be the left fielder in Kevin Castillo. Just underway here in the top of the first inning. No score between Inland Empire and Fresno. The 66ers with a runner at third base. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate to Castillo. The count at 0-1. Good pitch right there from Pacheco. Grooving a strike in there. Here comes the 0-1. And a ground ball. This is to the shortstop in Perez. Perez, the throw to first is late, and it will not be in time. And Inland Empire strikes first. It's an infield single and an RBI for Castillo. And Ortiz scores on the play. And for the first time this season, Fresno allows the first run. So 1-0 Inland Empire. And he'll bring up the catcher in Juan Flores. That ball was not hit hard at all, as that one is fouled off. And the count at no balls in one strike to the right side and out of play. As Pacheco throwing strikes, unfortunately, the ground ball to second was softly hit, and then the ground ball to short was too far in the hole for Perez to make a play on the speedy Castillo. As that pitch runs a little bit inside. Pacheco comes set. Here comes the pitch. It's low, and the count now at two balls and a strike. 1-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. Here in the top of the first inning, just underway. Glad you could join us. The Grizzlies 3-0 on the season. Inland Empire looking for their first win. They're 0-3. That ball also in the dirt. And Pacheco falls behind here to Flores. The Grizzlies, big sweep over San Jose to start the season. Both the offense and the pitching staff were on point. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Perry. The count now at three balls and two strikes. So three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. And it's a high pop-up. This is on the diamond. The first baseman Longwell is there, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But not before Inland Empire strikes first. It is 1-0. We'll be back for the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, the souls of the game, voices of black baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the first inning as Aiden Longwell steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off to the backstop. The count of no balls and one strike. From the right-hander, Riley Bauman. B-A-U-M-A-N. As he takes on Aiden Longwell. Here comes the second pitch to Longwell. And it's swung on and missed. The count of no balls and two strikes. Longwell batting .308 in the early part of this season. Has been the Grizzlies' leadoff hitter in three of the four games. Joined the team last year at the end of the season. That pitch is outside. The count now runs to one ball and two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 to Longwell. And it's a fly ball, and it will poke foul towards the third base side, and everyone gets out of the way, and someone will get a souvenir off the bounce. Longwell went to Kent State. The Golden Flashes. 17th round draft pick last year as he swings and misses over the top of a fastball right there. And that's the first out of the inning. As here comes the third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. Braylon Wimmer leads the team with two home runs, had a great first series in San Jose. The South Carolina product was an eighth round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. Here's the pitch to him inside for a ball. The count of one ball and no strikes. So one ball, no strikes, as here comes the next pitch from Riley Bauman, making his first start of the 2024 season. That pitch all the way to the backstop. Looked like a breaking ball from Bauman that just slipped out of his hand. And the catcher in Flores just gives it the old lay. Bauman listed at 6 feet, 181 pounds. As he lines one, a base hit to right field. And there's the first hit at home. It's Braylon Wimmer. A single to right. A one-out single. As here comes the shortstop in Andy Perez. Nice piece of hitting right there from Wimmer. Takes the ball to right field. Great swing from Wimmer, who's listed at 6'4". Used that frame to spray the ball to right field. It's a Grizzlies offense that can score in a hurry. 13 runs on Saturday in San Jose. And their lowest amount of hits so far this year, 9. As Perez fouls off the first pitch, heads up over there. Count of no balls and one strike. And Andy Perez played the most games last year for Fresno, and he's the youngest player still on this roster. Andy Perez is 19 years old. 2004, baby. There's the pitch of Perez, fouled off. Count it, no balls and two strikes. Andy Perez from Santa Clara, Cuba, signed as an international free agent in 2021. 6'3", 165 pounds, but the frame looks a little bit bigger this year for Perez. Looks like he put on some muscle in the offseason. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike 3, and Perez is out. Good breaking ball that just backdoors Perez. And that's the second out of the inning, both via the strikeout from Bauman. And here comes Jake Snyder, the designated hitter. And Jake Snyder right now is probably one of the hottest hitters in the California League. Went 5 for 10, so 500 in the series in San Jose. A 1.788 OPS. As there's a called strike, the count of no balls in one strike. Snyder, homer and triple on Sunday. Hit a double earlier in the series. 4 RBI, 8 runs scored, and 5 walks as well. As that pitch runs outside of Snyder, he does a little bit of a dance in the box as he looks at that pitch. The count of 1-1. Snyder, 25 years old, so a little bit different than Andy Perez in terms of age, but Snyder, drafted initially by the Pirates before signing as a free agent by the Rockies last year. There goes the runner, and a ground ball straight to the second baseman. This is Macias, and he throws the ball to first in time to end the inning. A single by Wimmer, he's left stranded. Grizzlies trail 1-0. We have the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We're in the top of the second inning. 1-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno as Randy DeJesus will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. Here's the first pitch from Pacheco. It's in there for a strike. On the inner part of the plate, the count at 0-1. Albert Pacheco, as we said, only 21 years old in his fifth professional season with the Rockies organization. As that swung on and missed, the count now at 0-2. Good breaking ball down the zone from Pacheco, who's a short-armed lefty. Lively fastball that can reach about the mid-90s. And has an early developing changeup, which I believe we just saw on the previous pitch. He could be a top of the rotation guy down the line as he punches out DeJesus. Great pitch there from Pacheco for the first out of the inning. It's his second strikeout. And here comes the DH and Dario Laverde. L-A-V-E-R-D-E, the left-hander. Pacheco could be a back-end starter, a top or a long reliever for the Rockies if he ever reaches the top of this organization. As there's a called strike, the count at 0-1 in the outside part of the plate. Again, only 21 years old, so a lot of promise already being here in single A. The next pitch is a slow ground ball once again. This is Wimmer, the third baseman, cutting across the diamond, and he will make the play for the second out. Another slow roller, and Wimmer was already on the move in that direction. His body carrying him towards second base makes the throw to first in time. That was a great play as well, too, with Perez being farther back than Wimmer. Perez was going to have to charge hard to make that play. As here comes the pitch to Luis Torres, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Here comes the pitch, and it's in the dirt. Count at 1-1. And if you're currently watching on MILB TV, we apologize for any of the loud volume after the inning's over. As there's a line drive caught by Longwell to end the inning at first base. He did not even have to move. And Albert Pacheco, a 1-2-3 inning. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno as E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off. Here comes the first pitch to the former Fresno State Bulldog. And it's a fastball that runs inside and a little bit high in the count at 1-0. E.J. Andrews Jr. had a very good series in San Jose. As that pitch runs outside, but specifically with his eye, Andrews Jr. had 3 walks on Sunday and had a plethora of walks throughout the series. As that pitch is a little bit low, the count now at 2-0. Andrews Jr., tons of power. We saw that last year and the year before that, as he'll get more playing time in his third season with the Grizzlies. High chopper up the middle, and Bauman's there. Look what I found. Underhand toss to first in time for the out. Andrews Jr. is retired. It goes 1-3 on the put out. As here comes the right fielder in Felix Tena. Tena, the right fielder, wears number 14 on the back of his jersey. Tena will be a name to watch this year. 20 years old from Palenque, Dominican Republic. As the pitch to him is fouled off towards the Grizzlies dugout. Heads up over there as Jake Snyder had a watch out. Counting 0-1. As Bauman gets set once again. 0-1 to Felix Tena. And he fouls off another one. The count now at 0-2. Good swing right there from Tena. Similarities to Jesus Bugarin from last year's team for the Grizzlies. A free swinger with tons of power. Maybe prone to the strikeout ball, though, as that pitch is outside. The count now at 1-2. Looked like the breaking ball there from Bauman. Bauman, just 21 years old, from San Angelo, Texas. Resides currently in Rockwell. As here's a ground ball, and that goes foul down the third baseline and out of play. Here in the bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. Bauman, his first start in 2024. In 2023, made two starts, went 0-1 with an 11.25 ERA as he tries to get Tenna to chase once again. Another breaking ball at 82 miles per hour on the outside part of the plates. Bauman only four innings last year, four strikeouts, a 2.25 whip. As he swings and misses, Tenna down on strikes. Good breaking ball from Bauman. Looked like he was teasing him on the two previous pitches on the curveball outside, then went right back to another off-speed on the outside part of the plate before finally keeping that eye level for Tenna to go downwards, and that's where the strikeout happened. Third strikeout for Bauman, second out of the inning, and here comes Luis Mendez. Mendez's first pitch is a called strike and the count at 0-1. Luis Mendez leads the team in RBI with six currently at a five RBI game on Saturday where the Grizzlies scored 13 runs. As Mendez checks swing, he did not go. The ball in the dirt. The count at 1-1. Mendez five RBI thanks to a two RBI triple, a ground out, and a two RBI single. That pitch outside, the count at 2-1. Mendez, those five RBI was a career high. Six overall, though, for him, as here comes the pitch, and Mendez swing and a miss. Good swing from Mendez, just missing on the upper part of the plate by Bauman. Count now at 2-2. Here in the bottom of the second inning, here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Good stop there from the catcher in Flores. Talked to the broadcaster for Inland Empire, Steve Wendt, prior to tonight's broadcast, and he said that Flores is very fun to watch, especially behind the plate. Here comes the payoff pitch to Mendez as Bauman steps off. It'll be a disengagement. And now we'll throw one to Mendez, and he clips the inside part of the plate. Mendez was diving out of the way, but it's strike three, and Bauman, like Pacheco, a 1-2-3 second inning. We head to the third. The Grizzlies trail 1-0. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the top of the third inning, 1-0. Inland Empire leads Fresno. Albert Pacheco will take on the nine-hole hitter in the 66ers lineup, Johan Macias, the second baseman, as he will see a strike and the count at 0-1. Good pitch on the upper part of the zone by Pacheco, who's continued to dominate the strike zone. 30 pitches, 21 strikes for Pacheco. That pitch is in there as well. Nice part of the inside part of the play. The count at 0-2. Pacheco ready to go once again. Here comes the 0-2. And it is in the dirt, and Perry, the catcher, makes the stop. The count at 1-2. Macias back on the Inland Empire roster after being with them for the majority of last year. As that pitch again in the dirt, the count at 2-2. A very tough 9-hole hitter. There's not a lot of hitters in the league that you would say are tough, especially at the bottom of the lineup, but Macias is one of them. Finds ways to get on base. Good speed, as that's a base hit up the middle. Right past the glove of Pacheco, and Macias has a leadoff single. Third hit for Inland Empire. And it'll bring up the shortstop in Capri Ortiz. Ortiz singled, stole a base, and came around to score after the RBI single from Kevin Castillo. Capri Ortiz, another really promising player in the Angels system. Ortiz is 6 feet, 150 pounds from the same area as Albert Pacheco in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, as he looks to bunt. That's a called strike on the inner portion of the plate, and Ortiz not happy with it as he wanted to bunt right there and did not put it down as the runner in Macias was looking to go there. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a high, high pop-up, and it looks like it will head towards the seats. And the count now at 0-2. We're on the upper level of Trichancy Park here in our press box. There is a second level right below us, and then, of course, our field box level as well. Trichancy Park holds about 10,500 or so. Beautiful ballpark is that. It's outside, and the throw down to first is not in time as Longwell had to dig the ball out of the dirt there from the catcher in Perry, trying to keep the runner in Macias close. The Grizzlies on the first base side dugout. Inland Empire and the visitors will always be on the third base side as they will check on the runner in Macias. He's back safely. Trichancy Park, though, continues to have more improvements to this ballpark. 324 down the left field line. 385 to left center as that is swung on and missed. Good pitch to Ortiz, and he's down on strikes. Third strikeout for Pacheco. First out of the inning, and it'll bring up the third baseman. And Caleb Bartolero. Bartolero struck out his first time at the dish. As you said, 385 to left center. It's 400 to dead center. That's another check on Macias. He's back safely. Good move by Pacheco. And if you go along the wall, the 400 to dead center, you'll go along to right field where there's now a 5-foot wall instead of a 4-foot wall. As that ball is a little bit low. Count of 1-0. 335 down the right field line where our grassy berm sits. Our splash park presented by Community Medical Center sits behind it. A manual scoreboard out in right center. See the batter's eye in dead center as well, as that is a ball on the inside part of the plate. Very close right there from Pacheco, just missing. Another grassy berm out in left center field. A pool back there as well. And a big video board that was put in a few seasons ago. As that's a high fly ball out to left field. That ball is still carrying. Still carrying. He looks up and it's foul. That was right near the Fresno Social. Out in left center, or left field. Down the left field line. And that ball kept carrying towards that California sign but went foul. But Fresno Social, another amenity here at Trichancy Park for anyone who would like a nice beverage and watch the game as well. Chilly night, 73 degrees. We say it's chilly because we can get to triple digits here in Fresno. 4-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. A perfect night for baseball in my mind. Here comes the pitch. It is just low as Perry trying to nab the bottom half of the zone. And Pacheco needs to find a strike right here to Bartolero. Runner at first with one out. 1-0 Inland Empire here in the top of the third. Here comes the pitch. Line drive, base hit to left field, and it's in the corner. Macias on his horse. He will round third. The ball is bobbled out there in left field, but either way, it probably was going to score Macias. It's an RBI double for Bartolero, and Inland Empire leads 2-0. So Bartolero has the fourth hit for Inland Empire. And Macias scores. Similar inning as the first one. One run on two hits. So one out in the inning. It's Anthony Skoll. Skoll 0-for-1. He grounded out to the second baseman in Mendez, who had to charge in on the ball the first time. As Pacheco looks in for the sign. He'll come set. Here comes the pitch from Albert Pacheco. It's low. The count at 1-1. And no strikes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Bring your best ideas to life. Here comes a pitch from Pacheco. And it is another slow ground ball up in the hole this time. Mendez, backhand throw in time. Luis Mendez, that was as smooth as it could come on a play. And up the middle, slow ground ball, he backhands it. And then makes the throw to first. And for the second time now, Skoll has been retired by Mendez. If you watch on the replay right here, great job by Mendez getting up the middle, getting his body position to make a strong throw over. Bartolero on the play moves to third, so two outs, runner at third. And it's Kevin Castillo who swings over the top of it in the count at 0-1. Good pitch right there, though, from Pacheco to get Skoll on that previous out. As that is swung on and missed again, Castillo, free swinger. After he chases that one, count at 0-2, you can tell he's not happy with it. He calls time. You're in the top of the third inning. Pacheco looks in for the sign. He has what he likes. Here comes the pitch on the 0-2. And it's swung on and missed. Pacheco gets Castillo to end the inning, but the 66ers tack on another run. They lead 2-0. We have the bottom of the third. Let's see if the Grizzlies' offense can get going. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0 Inland Empire leads Fresno. As here comes the pitch from Bauman, and it will hit Darius Perry right in the shoulder. And for the second straight game, Perry has been hit in the exact same spot. That never feels good for Perry. As he will head down to first base. It's a base runner, though, for the Grizzlies. Their first one since Braylon Wimmer back in the first inning. As here comes Jason Hinchman, the left fielder. Runner at first with no outs here in the bottom of the third. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. My name is Stephen Rice. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, or MILB TV. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Glad you could join us. We'll be on here for all the home games this season, 66 of them to be exact. We have 132 games overall. Join us on the road as well on Stream Guys or FresnoGrizzlies.com. As Hinchman fouls that one off down the third baseline, where bench coach Cesar Galvez waits. Manager Steve Solis, he is the first base coach for Fresno. The Grizzlies offense trying to get going. Great crowd on hand as well. Jason Hinchman, his second game played on Sunday, had two hits, including a rocket single and a broken bat as that swung on and missed. That was a power swing from Hinchman. The count now 1-2. Hinchman listed as a first baseman slash outfielder, but he's played in the outfield in both games so far. As Hinchman gets hit by pitch as well. And the crowd now booing as Bauman is hit back-to-back batters. You can hear the crowd as well. They are not very happy at all. So Hinchman will head down to first base. Perry will skedaddle over to second. With runners at first and second and no outs, it's first baseman Aiden Longwell who struck out his first time up. But this is where the Grizzlies want to be, trailing 2-0 to the top of their lineup and some power coming up. Longwell, a good contact hitter, can get on base. And then Braylon Wimmer with already two homers this year on deck. As that pitch is just inside. Good spot, though, by the pitcher in Bauman. Bauman went to Abilene Christian. Born August 30th, 2002 in Texas. 13th round draft pick by the Angels. As that pitch is way foul down the left field line. Towards the Fresno Social once again. As Longwell tries to get back into the count. Grizzlies trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Beautiful night for baseball. Glad you could join us for the home opener for your Grizzlies. 3-0 on the season after sweeping San Jose. Here comes the pitch. And Longwell check swing. Did he go around? No call anywhere, and it's listed as a ball. Longwell, good eye right there. But as we said, the Grizzlies dusted away San Jose after winning 9-5 Sunday afternoon from Excite Ballpark. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. And he fouls one off again. The Grizzlies enjoyed their first series sweep of the Giants since the California League playoffs in 2022. And their first sweep at Excite Ballpark since joining the California League in 2021. Jake Snyder had a great game in that 9-5 win against San Jose. Home run and a triple. As Longwell, foul ball, and it just goes off the glove of Flores. We'll do it again. New life for Longwell. But the Grizzlies' offense played in 9 runs on Sunday. Patiently drawing 13 walks. 8 of the 9 starters had at least one walk, and there were 2 hit by pitches. And we had 2 in this inning. Runners at first and second. No outs as Longwell tries to battle here against Bauman. And a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. So now they count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As now time called by the catcher in Flores. So the pitcher just has to throw the ball. There is a time clock in 3 different areas of the ballpark. 1 in center field. And then we have 1 on the third base side near the Inland Empire dugout and 1 on the first base side as well. So pitchers have an idea of how much time there are, and so does the batter. As that pitch is inside, ball 4, and Longwell wins the battle, and the bases are loaded for Braylon Wimmer. Great eye from Longwell. That's where the Grizzlies had success, was through walks on Sunday. First walk issued by Bauman as well. Bases loaded, no outs, and it's Braylon Wimmer who singled his first time up. As we said, 13 walks on Sunday. They netted a run in 6 of their 9 innings. Despite being out hit by San Jose, those walks helped out. Jake Snyder, who's coming up in a couple batters, finished a double shy of the cycle. 3 RBI, 2 runs, and a walk. The Grizzlies pitched very well as well, and Pacheco trying to keep the Grizzlies close so the offense can do something like this. Braylon Wimmer, bases loaded, the crowd is into it. Here we go. Bottom of the 3rd inning. Here's the pitch to Wimmer. And it is inside, and the count at 1-0. Corner infielders for Inland Empire playing just back, close enough to the runners, but the middle infield playing in double play, so they will allow a run if it gets to the middle infielders. And it almost hits Wimmer inside, the count 2-0. Braylon Wimmer, that pitch was really inside. Born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, went to South Carolina. 6'4", 200 pounds for the 23-year-old. Here's the pitch to Wimmer. Inside, good pitch, but it does not happen for Bauman. And now there is nowhere to put Wimmer. The count is 3-0. Bases loaded, no outs. And Wimmer, we'll see if he gets the green light on 3-0. And it is inside, ball 4. And the Grizzlies have scored their first run at home. A bases loaded walk. It's an RBI for Wimmer. Longwell to second base. Hinchman a third. And Perry trots home for the first run. And now here's Andy Perez, who struck out looking his first time. Bases still loaded, no outs, 2-1 now. Inland Empire leads. As Perez checks swing, did he go around? He did not. Count at 1-0. Another walk would really help out for Fresno. It would tie the game. Bases loaded, no outs for Andy Perez. Jake Snyder awaits on deck. Here's the pitch to Perez, and he fouls it off. Right on that fastball there from Bauman at 93 miles per hour. Good pitch right there. The count at 1-1. Bauman, this inning, 2 hit-by-pitches and 2 walks, and the Grizzlies have scored a run, and now there's action down in the Inland Empire bullpen. Here comes the pitch to Perez. Outside, 2-1. And the Grizzlies manufacturing runs however they can. Yes, they scored 30 runs in the first series, but a lot of them were from sacrifice flies, bases loaded walks, hit by pitches. What does Perez have in store? How about a line drive out to center field? It is going to be down, a base hit. This will score at least 2. Here comes a 3rd run, and Andy Perez clears the bases. Grizzlies ahead 4-2. How about them apples, Andy Perez? A bases clearing double, and Fresno has the lead. And just like that, Andy Perez has completely awoken this crowd. Wimmer scores all the way from first base. He was going nonstop. Longwell easily scores from second, and Hinchman trots home from third. As here comes Jake Snyder, who grounded out his first time. Still no outs. Snyder looks to bunt, and that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Bounces away from Flores initially. 4-2 Fresno here in the bottom of the third inning. First hit of the inning scores 3 runs. 4-2 now here in the bottom of the third as Snyder takes another strike in the count now at 0-2. 4-2 Fresno here in the bottom of the third. And Snyder would like to continue adding to this lead. E.J. Andrews Jr. waits on deck. Here comes the pitch from Bauman. And a ground ball, hard hit, but foul down the right field line. And Snyder knocks his cleats to the ground. He knew he had a good pitch to handle right there. By the way, that was Andy Perez's second double that cleared the bases with Hinchman, Longwell, and Wimmer scoring. Again, that was the first hit of this inning for Fresno. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. Good eye there from Snyder. The Grizzlies once again using great play discipline to get ahead in this inning. We saw that from Longwell. We saw that from Wimmer. Here comes the 1-2, and Snyder fouls it off. Barely swung on that one, just got a piece of it. Sometimes that's all you need to do. It's number 29 in the bullpen for Inland Empire. That'd be the right-hander in Will Christofferson, 6'4", 210 pounds. As here comes the 1-2 to Snyder. And it is outside the count now. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Snyder trying to get back in the count. Four two Fresno here in the bottom of the third. The Grizzlies have their first lead of the night. Here comes the pitch. Snyder, check swing. He didn't go around on the breaking ball inside. And the count's full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. This is the Grizzlies' offense we saw all week in San Jose. Grizzlies 3-0 on the year, as we said, swept San Jose. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball 4. Snyder draws the walk after falling behind 0-2. And the Grizzlies continue to give nightmares for Bauman this inning. Third walk this inning. He also has 2 hit-by-pitches, and that will do it for Riley Bauman. With runners at first and second and no outs, they will take the ball from him and give the ball to the bullpen. We'll be back right after this pitching change in Fresno.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 4-2 Fresno leads Inland Empire. No outs, runners at first and second, and E.J. Andrews Jr. will face Will Christopherson, the right-hander, number 29, as he takes over for Riley Bauman, whose line is not done yet, as he's responsible for the runners at first and second. So E.J. Andrews Jr. now, Snyder at first, Andy Perez at second. Here comes the pitch. Way outside, the ball gets the backstop. Both runners will advance an extra base. Perez on the wild pitch to third, and Snyder to second. So second and third now. With no outs, and the count 1-0 to E.J. Andrews Jr., and the infield now comes in on the wild pitch. Here's the pitch to E.J., and a base hit up the middle. That will score one. Snyder stopped halfway. He will stop now at third. He had to make sure that ball didn't get away, and now he is debating if he wants to take home after the ball is thrown towards the pitcher's mound, and the catcher in Flores goes to retrieve it. And E.J. Andrews Jr. with the Fresno State song in the background as well. It's an RBI for E.J. Andrews Jr. He gets the second on the throw, and it's now 5-2 Fresno. So E.J. Andrews Jr. should be an RBI single, and it should be an error as well. Snyder to third, Perez scores. Second hit of the inning, and a run as well. The run will be given to the line of Bauman, as that is a called strike to Felix Tena. It is E8, so a single E8. So one error this inning, two hits as well, and five runs have scored, the most runs scored by the Grizzlies in an inning so far this year. As Tena fouls it off, heads up towards the Grizzlies' home dugout. And the camera well as well to Felix Tena. By the way, still no outs this inning. Runners at first and or second and third with no outs. Hit by pitch, walk, walk. As that is inside of Tena. Good eye right there on the breaking ball in the count 1-2. Then Andy Perez with the double. And then Jake Snyder walked. And then E.J. Andrews Jr., the RBI single. Infield in now as Tena fouls off one to the screen. And we'll do it again with the count at 1-2. Grizzlies lead 5-2 here in the bottom of the third inning. They have exploded here in the frame. They look to add on more. Here comes the pitch from Christopherson. And a line drive, base hit to right field. That scores one. Andrews Jr. rounds third. The throw is into the infield, and Andrews Jr. scores. It's a two RBI single for Felix Tena. 7-2 Grizzlies. A two RBI single, and the inning continues with no outs. Snyder scores. Andrews Jr. scores. Third hit, seven runs now. The Grizzlies now have four hits. As here comes Luis Mendez now. And Mendez takes a pitch outside, the count at 1-0. One run earned to Christopherson. The other run goes to Bauman, whose line is official now. I'll give you that momentarily. As that pitch to Mendez is called a strike on the inner portion of the plate. And count now one ball and one strike. 7-2 Fresno here in the bottom of the third inning. This is the ninth batter this inning, no outs. Here's the pitch. Mendez takes it low and the count at two balls and a strike. Final line for Riley Bauman. Two innings, two hits, six runs, all earned. Three walks, four strikeouts. He also hit two batters. And Mendez swing and a miss. The count now at two balls, two strikes. And now Will Christopherson, who has allowed two hits and one run so far, but has not recorded an out. Here's a pitch from Christopherson. And it's inside Mendez. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. On the foot. Third hit by pitch this inning. The Grizzlies have officially batted around. Tena up to second. Mendez to first. And if you are scoring at home, put your book to the next inning, because we are still in the third inning and the 10th batter coming to the plate. So now it's Darius Perry, who led off the inning with a hit-by-pitch to his shoulder. 7-2, no out still, bottom of the third inning. Runners at first and second for Perry. And it is inside, the count of 1-0. And the Grizzlies went right back to watching the baseball, not swinging early, being confident with themselves at the plate. Here comes the pitch. And it's inside again. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes, and Perry almost got hit once again. Now time called there by Perry. Two balls and no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Perry. It's outside. 3 balls and no strikes. And the Grizzlies trying to continue this inning as Jason Hinchman awaits on deck. Last year, the Grizzlies scored 12 runs in one inning, a franchise record. As that is ball four outside. Tanna to third. Mendez waltz to second. Perry draws the walk. Bases loaded. No outs. And here comes Power Man in Jason Hinchman. A mound visit now by the pitching coach and Elmer Dasons. Second time he's been out there for a mound visit. Fresno this inning has drawn 4 walks, 2 hit-by-pitches, and they also have 3 hits as well. Again, final line for Bauman, 2 innings, 2 hits, 6 runs, 6 earned, 3 walks, 4 Ks, 2 hit-by-pitches. Christofferson, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 1 walk. He's not recorded an out. And Hinchman, who was hit by a pitch, will come up. The Grizzlies, 7 runs, no outs this inning still. As he flies one deep to center field, it is going to be in the park. It's caught. It's a sacrifice fly for Jason Hinchman. It's now 8-2 Fresno. So Hinchman gets the job done for the first out. It does score Felix Tanna from third. And moving from second to third is Mendez. Staying at first, though, is Perry. So sacrifice fly. It's an RBI for Hinchman. Another run as well. That run is given to Christofferson. 1 out for Aiden Longwell. 0-for-1 with a walk and a run. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. And that is a called strike. Good pitch on the inner portion of the plate. For Christofferson, though, he would like to get out of this inning without any more runs coming in. Double play ball would end the inning, possibly. And Longwell fly ball out to center field. That should be deep enough. And it does get caught by the center fielder. A little bit awkward angle. It scores Mendez from third. Another run. Now 9-2 Fresno. So another sacrifice fly to center field, an RBI for Longwell. That's his third of the year. So another run given to Christofferson. So now 2 outs, runner at first as Perry does not move up. And it's Braylon Wimmer, who had a bases-loaded RBI walk his last time up. He did single his first time to right field. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1 ball and no strikes. 9-2 our score here in the bottom of the third inning. As Cam Toler is in the pen, number 15, as that's outside. Counted 2 balls and no strikes to Braylon Wimmer. It's actually the left-hander in Toler. Here comes the 2-0 to Wimmer. And it is a called strike, and the count now at 2-1. On the inside part of the plate, the Grizzlies have given up a lot of that inside portion of the plate for strikes, but they've also been hit a couple times as well. As that's another inside pitch, it's low, And it almost hits the back foot of Wimmer. And the count now at 3-1. Runner at first, two outs, and both outs have been productive. A sacrifice fly by Hinchman and Longwell. As that's a called strike, Wimmer taken all the way. The count now full, 3-2. Good pitch right there from Christofferson. 6'4", 210 pounds from Iowa, Bettendorf, Iowa. As Wimmer fouls off that pitch to the right side, heads up over there, Souvenir. Christofferson was up to High A Tri-City last year. Born August 8th, 1999. One of the older players on this team. As here comes the pitch. And that is a little nubber up the middle, and it will be caught by the second baseman, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies score 9 runs in the frame. They bring 13 batters to the inning. We'll be back. The Grizzlies lead 9-2.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org. Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 9-2 Fresno leads Inland Empire. As the first pitch from Albert Pacheco is a called strike to Juan Flores. Now this is where an inning gets interesting because Albert Pacheco was sitting on the bench for a very long time as the Grizzlies went through 13 batters in their last half frame. Now it's always tough to be cold coming back in. And so therefore, Pacheco, he needs a quick inning. It's always tough to throw strikes, though, coming back in. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball foul. The count now with no balls and 2 strikes. To Juan Flores, who popped up his first time. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off as well. To Juan Flores. Flores listed at 5'10", 180 pounds. He's from Quibor, Venezuela. Last year played in the DSL, Dominican Summer League for the Angels. Here comes the pitch. That is high. From Albert Pacheco. And the count now 1-2. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco to Flores. Winds and deals. And it is popped up foul. We'll do it again at 1-2. So Albert Pacheco against Juan Flores in a long inning for Flores as well behind the dish. Can you imagine having to catch that long inning and coming into bat? Here comes the pitch to Flores from Pacheco. And that is called strike 3. fifth strikeout for Albert Pacheco. Back-to-back strikeouts dating back to that third inning. And three of the last five batters that have come to the plate have gone down swinging to Pacheco. And now Flores looking there. As here's Randy DeJesus, who struck out his first time. As there is a called strike, the count at 0-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Here comes the pitch. It is inside. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. As Pacheco, swing and a miss right there. Nice low pitch down the zone into DeJesus, wave and a miss. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Here's the pitch outside. Count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth inning on April 9th, the Grizzlies' home opener. An amazing crowd on hand as well. As that is inside. And Pacheco now has to work back in this count. Top of the fourth inning, 9-2 Fresno leads Inland Empire. Pacheco winds and deals. Here comes a pitch from the short-armed lefty. And a fly ball out to left field. Long run, and it will be down. A base hit. Now looking for two. Here's the throw in. It will be cut off. And it's going to be a one-out double for Randy DeJesus. So that's now 5 hits for Inland Empire, and we'll bring up Dario Lavarde. So Lavarde now to the dish. Grounded out to the third baseman, Wimmer, his first time. Wimmer came across the diamond to make the play. The ball was more towards the shortstop Perez the last time Lavarde was up. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. And a ground ball, that is slowly hit. First baseman, long wall, the dive. The throw to Pacheco is thrown away and into the Grizzlies' dugout. Unfortunately, Pacheco could not make the play after the throw from Longwell. It will score DeJesus. So it should be a run and an error on that as well. As up to second goes Lavarde. We'll see what the official ruling is. As it will bring up Luis Torres, the first baseman, who lined out to Longwell his first time up. It's going to be E3, no RBI for Lavarde, as that ball is fouled off. Count it 0-1. So an error on Longwell does score a run. That also means that right now it should be an unearned run towards Pacheco's line, which would be the first unearned run to the Grizzlies pitching staff this year. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. Swung on, foul tipped, and caught by Perry. Down in the zone. One out, runner at second here in the top of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us. We'll get to know all these guys together for the Grizzlies. As that is swung on and missed down in the zone and inside as well. And Torres now is out. 6 strikeouts for Pacheco. That ball was absolutely filthy on the inner portion of the plate. So 2 outs now as here comes Johan Macias, who singled and scored his first time up. Pacheco, disgusting pitch on that last one. As here's a high pop-up, drifting into right field. Center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. coming over to help out, but it's the right fielder Tena making the play, and Pacheco, despite allowing a run, gets out of the inning without any more damage. 9-3 Fresno as we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be right back.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 9-3 Fresno leads Inland Empire. As Andy Perez will lead things off, and he lines one to left field, and it will shoot foul. Counting no balls in one strike. As the right-hander in Will Christofferson continues to throw for Inland Empire, the left-hander, number 15, Cam Toller, continues to loosen. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside to Perez. Count now one ball and one strike. Andy Perez, a bases-clearing double. The big hit in the third inning. One for two. As that pitch is inside. And count now two balls and one strike. So two balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch, and it is fouled off towards the Grizzlies' dugout, out of play, and the count now at two balls and two strikes. Glad you could join us here at Chuck Chansey Park, the first homestand of the season, a beautiful night for baseball. Here's the pitch from to Perez, and it's a little blooper out to right field, long run, and it goes off the glove of the second baseman in Macias because he was in play. It's going to be a double for Perez. We'll see if it's the official ruling, but either way, the second baseman Macias trying to make a play. He was in fair territory. The ball then went foul. It rolled foul, and if we look at the replay right here, Macias, he was in play. The ball went off of his glove all the way towards the right field fencing. And so Perez has a double. Five hits for Fresno, and Perez has two doubles. So now Jake Snyder, and Snyder takes a pitch inside for a ball, the count of 1-0. Snyder 0-for-1. Had a ground out his first at bat, and then walked and scored his second time up. As that pitch is high. And Snyder now counted two balls and no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Jake Snyder. As Perez leads from second, here it is. And Snyder called strike on the outside part of the plate. A little bit high as well. Snyder with a little bit of a head nod. Counted 2-1 now. We're very excited to have everyone back at Chuck Chansey Park as that pitch is outside. Grizzlies have the lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Long way to go, though. The home opener and postgame fireworks presented by Visit Fresno County. Magnus schedule giveaway for the first 2,500 fans. That's a called strike. Good pitch there to Snyder. And now Snyder will have to battle right here with the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Christofferson comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off by Snyder. Spoils the pitch to the netting. This Friday, it's My Job Depends on Ag Night, presented by Stomulos Produce. There's a replica jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. And Friday night fireworks. As that almost hits Snyder, he will draw his second walk of the game. Runners at first and second with no outs, and it's E.J. Andrews Jr. Second walk issued by Christofferson. Friday Night Fireworks presented by Oxbow, OXBO. On Saturday, April 13th, meet Bluey and Bingo Night presented by Calviva Health. And I have never heard of a promotion that more people are excited about than Bluey and Bingo Night. I'm very excited myself. I will have to watch a couple episodes to get used to it as Andrews Jr. flies one out to shallow right field. A long run for everyone again, and it gets down! A base hit for Andrews Jr. Station to station for the Grizzlies, though, as everyone had to make sure that ball dropped. So Perez to third, Snyder to second. Andrews Jr. has a bloop single to right field. This will load the bases, and it brings up Felix Tena, who has a two RBI single and a run scored back in the third, one for two. But meet Bluey and Bingo Night, that's on Saturday. And then Sunday, Bark in the Park. Come bring your furry friend to the ballpark, and they will get a bandana if they come as well. Here's the pitch. Inside of Tena, the count at 1-0. Our pregame guest, Trevor Burmeister, our hitting coach, talking about his dog in the pregame. I know the world's best girlfriend also has a dog as well, and Paulie. As Tena sees a pitch high, the count now at 2-0. Now Tena looking to do some damage here with the bases loaded and nobody out. Here's the pitch. And a chopper up the middle and the shortstop. What a snag. 6-4-3. That is a very clean double play, but it doesn't matter. It's a run for the Grizzlies. 10-3. No RBI for Tena. 6-4-3 on the double play, so it erases two. Perez does come in to score. Up to third goes Snyder. Andrews Jr. is part of that double play victim. And now here's Luis Mendez, 0-1, the hit by pitch and a run. 10-3 Fresno, they've reached double digits this evening. As that pitch inside, and it almost hits Mendez, and then the fake throw towards third to fake Snyder out. But again, we have My Job Depends on Ag Night. We have a giveaway in Friday Night Fireworks. Meet Bluey and Bingo Night, and of course, Bark in the Park all this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We want you to get your tickets now. As that ball gets away, Snyder will score easily on the wild pitch. It's now 11-3 Fresno. Second run of the inning as well. And it's now 11-3 here in the fourth inning. Still two outs, no one on base, as Mendez looks to continue the frame. But again, Friday, April 12th, 6:50 p.m., My Job Depends on Ag. Or actually, it's 7:05, 6:50 on April 13th, as Mendez fouls that one off. And they're actually going to rule that a pass ball, by the way. So Snyder scores on a pass ball, therefore it's an unearned run towards the line of Christofferson. Two outs either way. It's still 11-3. And that is swung on and miss. And Mendez now with two strikes against him here. But 7:05 on Friday, My Job Depends on Ag Night. 6:50 on Saturday and 1:05 on Sunday. Here comes the pitch to Mendez. Outside, and a ball there for Mendez. And Mendez now battling here. Braden Carmichael in the Grizzlies' pen as he flies one out to shallow center field, but it is playable and caught by the center fielder in Skull to end the inning. But the Grizzlies scored two more runs. A double by Perez starts things off. We also have a walk, single, and pass ball in the inning. 11-3 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer filters.
fill-ups, and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit at 43024.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 11-3, Fresno leads Inland Empire. As Albert Pacheco's first pitch is line foul, heads up over there in the second level. That was fouled off by Capri Ortiz. Ortiz 1-for-2, a single, stolen base, and a run back in the first inning. As that pitch, I don't know where it missed. Looked right down the middle to me. Count at 1-1. Here comes the next pitch from Pacheco. Line drive, base hit to right field. And Capri Ortiz is 2-for-3 with that single. Sixth hit allowed by Pacheco. Tons of run support, though, 11-3. As here comes the third baseman in Caleb Bartolero, who is 1-for-2, an RBI double back in the third inning. Manco Ave and Le Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As that pitch is fouled off, and Pacheco way ahead in the count right here. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth inning. Here on April 9th, as Albert Pacheco continues to pitch, and Braden Carmichael starts to loosen down in that Grizzlies bullpen. That pitch down and in. Bartolero, good eye right there. Very compact hitter for Bartolero. 6 feet, 211 pounds, and we said from Woodstock, Georgia. Here's the pitch. And that ball is fouled off by Bartolero and out of play. The 66ers are the Angels affiliates. The Grizzlies are the Rockies affiliate, both single A in the California League. The Grizzlies undefeated in Cal League play so far after sweeping the San Jose Giants. Inland Empire, though, 0-3. They were swept by Visalius. Here's a pop-up on the infield, and Wimmer is right there to put it away. One out. As they'll bring up the center fielder and Anthony Skull, who's 0-for-2, with two ground outs to the second baseman Mendez. As here comes manager Steve Solis out of the dugout, and I think that might be it for Pacheco. I think it's a certain pitch count. He's at 75 pitches right here, so I think that will do it. As here comes Carmichael, and Pacheco will leave the game. Good first start for Pacheco. He's got some run support. The Grizzlies now head to their bullpen, and Braden Carmichael will be back to talk about the new left-hander.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit at 43024.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Cherchancy Park as the first pitch is skied out to left field. Long run for Hinchman. He dives and it goes foul towards the bullpen of Inland Empire. We're still in the top of the fifth inning. 11-3 Fresno leads Inland Empire. A runner at first with one out, and the new pitcher for Fresno is left-hander number 27, Braden Carmichael. Carmichael making his 2024 debut for Pacheco, whose line is not complete just yet. But Braden Carmichael is in the game. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it is just outside. And the count now 1-1. Braden Carmichael listed at 5'10", 186 pounds. A 23-year-old is from Prosper, Texas. Here comes the pitch. And a line drive out to right field, a base hit. One bouncer, and it goes past the right fielder, Tena. Tena now throws the ball in, but it gives the runner Ortiz a chance to get to third. It is a single for Skoll. First hit allowed by Carmichael. Now runners at the corners here with one out for Kevin Castillo. 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Carmichael will turn 24 on May 23rd. Signed as an undrafted free agent in 2023 out of Oklahoma. Carmichael's brother currently plays for the Sooners. And the two of them became the first pitcher-catcher duo in Oklahoma Sooner history. And that was against Abilene Christian, whose Inland Empire starting pitcher, Riley Bauman, that was his alma mater. As that pitch is high. Count at 1-0 to Kevin Castillo. So it is single E9, by the way, so Tena ruled on the air. So second error for Fresno, one error for Inland Empire. Inland Empire, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Fresno, 11 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. And now a check on the runner. Did they get him? Oh, good move by Carmichael. Almost seen what Skoll was doing there. As Carmichael trying to get back in the count here against Castillo. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch right there. Castillo, wave and a miss against the lefty and Carmichael. Carmichael, one of 9 lefties on this Grizzlies pitching staff. Usually don't see a lot of lefties or as many lefties as we have in the Grizzlies staff this year, which could be a big advantage for Fresno's. That swung on and missed. The count now, 2-2. Carmichael, Pacheco. A lot of other pitchers in this pen for Fresno that can really get the job done. The Grizzlies lead 11-3 here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No. Just missed. 3-2. Stu Flesland III currently in the pen for Fresno, number 18. Left-hander still in the pen for Inland Empire. Probably be Toller's inning. As here's a pop-up, and it's going to go foul. Count remains 3-2. from Braden Carmichael. Takes over for Albert Pacheco, who was at 75 pitches when he was taken out. 52 strikes. His line still not complete. Here comes the pitch from Carmichael. Just outside, ball four. And that's the first walk for Fresno pitching tonight. So Castillo to first, Skoll to second. And with one out, it's Juan Flores. 0 for 2. A strikeout back in the fourth inning. As the Grizzlies lead 11 to 3 here, their home opener. Glad you could join us however you're listening, wherever you're listening. Here comes the pitch from Carmichael. And that is outside. And the count at 1-0. We'll get into Braden Carmichael's story throughout the season, but it's a very fun story to talk about. The 23-year-old has a great story to get to pro baseball. As that misses, and Carmichael falls behind right here to Flores. Carmichael looks in. Grizzlies looking for a double play ball right here. Let's see if they can turn one. Good pitch there from Carmichael in there for a strike. Looked like the breaking ball, 78 miles per hour from Carmichael. Taking on the 66ers, who've been with the Angel system since 2011. Here comes the pitch. That is a little bit low. And Carmichael just missing, trying to pinpoint a pitch. Prior to joining the Angels, the 66ers had ties to the Dodgers and Mariners organizations. As that's a fly ball to deep left field. That ball is way back and gone. Grand slam. And just like that, it's 11-7. A grand slam for Juan Flores. Steve Wenther, the Inland Empire broadcaster, said he'd be fun to watch. That was not fun to watch right there. And the Grizzlies' bullpen had a rough time in San Jose, a seven-plus ERA, and now a grand slam. Four RBIs for Flores. And now it's a four-run game. And it's now quiet here at Chancy Park as Ortiz, Skoll, Castillo, and Flores score. Third hit of the inning, four runs as well. One run will go to Pacheco. And the other three will go to Carmichael. So that means Pacheco's line is done after four and a third innings. That pitch is inside. Still only one out. It's Randy DeJesus, who's one for two with a double and a run. 11-7 here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Good pitch on the inner portion of the plate from Carmichael. Against the 66ers here, as we said, part of the Dodgers and Mariners organizations prior to the Angels. As that swung on and missed. And Carmichael has his first out of the 2024 season via the punch out. Seven strikeouts for Fresno pitching. They've hit double digits in the first three games of the season. Two outs now as here comes Dario Lavarde. 0 for 2 reached on in errors last time up. But Inland Empire, still talk about them. They're named after U.S. Route 66 that runs through San Bernardino, where they're located at San Manuel Stadium. Fly ball out to right center field, way back there. Long run for both outfielders. It's going to split the gap. Extra bases, and now more for Laverde. And he's heading to third, and he has a two-out triple. That ball was crushed out to one of the longest parts of the park. That is the fourth hit of the inning, third allowed by Carmichael. And now here's Luis Torres, who's 0 for 2, and here comes manager Steve Solis, and he'll head right back to the pen and get Stu Flez on the third. We'll be back right after this with the pitching change.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the fifth inning, 11-7. Fresno leads Inland Empire. The 66ers have scored four runs this inning. Looking to add on another one. Two outs, runner at third for Luis Torres, who's 0-2. And he takes on Stu Flesland III. Coming in for Braden Carmichael. Here's the pitch, and a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play for Prez. Deep into short. The throw, the dig by Longwell. It's not made, and it scores a run. Tough dig right there for Longwell in the short hop. Tough play for Perez as well. Scores the fifth run. Should be a hit as well. And it scores the run, and that will end the line for Carmichael. So Pacheco, 4 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, no walks, 6 Ks. And then Carmichael, as here's a ground ball off of Flesland. He'll pick it up, he'll underhand toss it, and that will end the inning. It's an error instead of a hit for Torres. Either way, the Grizzlies are only leading by 3. It's 11-8 as we have the bottom of the 5th. Grizzlies need some more runs. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 11-8, Fresno leads Inland Empire. As Darius Perry will lead things off against the left-hander and Cam Toller, T-U-L-L-A-R. As a pitch clock violation, it looks like, given to the pitcher and Toller. Final lines for the Grizzlies pitchers, by the way. Pacheco, 4 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. No walks, 6 strikeouts. For Braden Carmichael, 1/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. 1 walk, 1 K. As Perry checks swing, and the ball goes to the backstop on the inside part of the plate. I think he was more trying to get out of the way than swing the bat on that one. Count of 2 balls and no strikes after the automatic ball on the first pitch. The 2-0 is a called strike and count at 2-1. So Carmichael allows 4 runs. Pacheco allows 4 runs in the start. For the 66ers, for Kristofferson, his line is done after Toller comes in. Now it's Perry. Line drive, base hits to left field. Nice piece of hitting right there from Perry. And Perry's reached base 3 times this evening. Perry, a hit by pitch, a walk and a single. Now Jason Hinchman, who has a hit by pitch and a sacrifice fly. But for Kristofferson, it was 2 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks, no Ks, and no hit by pitches, as that one is fouled off by Hinchman. The count at 0-1. Hinchman went to Tennessee Tech. Well, it says 6'3", 220 pounds. He's 24 years old. Will be 25 in July. Runner at first, no outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Hinchman grounds one. Foul down the third baseline. Now 0-2. Eight Fresno leads Inland Empire here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runner at first, no outs. The Grizzlies looking to get some more runs back after a 9-run third inning. Inland Empire with a nice 5-run fifth inning. That ball goes foul, and the count still remains 0-2 to Hinchman, the 9-hole hitter for Fresno. The Grizzlies, as we said, taking on the Inland Empire 66ers. Play at San Manuel Stadium and are owned by the same ownership as the Grizzlies. Diamond Baseball Holdings, who bought out both teams this offseason. As Hinchman swing and a miss, he's down on strikes. First strikeout for the lefty in Toller. And now we'll bring up the first baseman in Aiden Longwell. Longwell 0-1, a walk run. He also had an RBI thanks to a sacrifice fly in his last at-bat. Runner first, one out for Longwell, the leadoff hitter. Here comes the pitch. And Longwell, slow ground ball, and it's going to be a tag, and he is out. Down the first baseline, Torres, the first baseman, grabbed the ball before it went foul and then had to lunge at the runner in Longwell. He applies a tag, and Longwell is out. Perry is up to second, though, so it goes 3 unassisted on the tag. And with 2 away, here comes Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer is 1-2. A bases-loaded RBI walk back in the third inning as he looks to pick up an RBI right here with Perry at second. Here's the pitch, and that is a ball. The count at 1-0. But Diamond Baseball Holdings, now part of Inland Empire and Fresno, so these two teams are linked together now. San Jose, our first opponent, also part of Diamond Baseball Holdings, DBH. As that swung on a miss by Wimmer. So part of the family now between the three California League teams. Inland Empire's mascot, not as cool as Parker T. Bear, I can tell you that, but Bernie is a talking mascot for Inland Empire. Here comes the pitch. That is a called strike. on the inner portion of the plate to Wimmer. Count of 1 and 2. But speaking of Parker T. Bear, he's been all around the crowd this evening. We'll have to get him in the booth at some point. Try to see if we can convince him to talk. Here comes the 1-2, and a high chopper to the shortstop. Tough play as he lost sight initially with Perry getting in the way, but he throws out Wimmer to end the inning. Clean frame for Toler. It's 11-8. We head to the 6th. It's a good ball game. Come on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the 6th inning, 11-8 Fresno leads Inland Empire. As Stu Flesland III takes on Capri Ortiz, as Ortiz fouls that one off just below as the count at 0-1. Flesland III takes over for Braden Carmichael. He is the second pitcher out of the Grizzlies' pen. As here comes the next pitch from the southpaw, and it is outside. And the count at 1-1. So both teams on the same amount of pitchers. Here comes the 1-1 from the lefty in Flesland. And a chopper to the third baseman. This is Wimmer. Wimmer to first in time. And Ortiz with his speed almost beat it out. It goes 5-3 for the first out. And here comes Caleb Bartolero, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI double, back in the third inning. Against Stu Flesland III. F-L-E-S-L-A-N-D. Flesland wears number 18 on the back of his jersey. Bats right, throws left. He is 6'5", 207 pounds. Another lefty in this Grizzlies staff. As that pitch is high, the count at 1-0. 23 years old from Spokane, Washington. An 11th round draft pick in 2023 by the Rockies out of Washington. He was at Boise State prior to joining the Huskies. As that pitch is low, and Perry will throw the ball back to Flesland. Flesland, big frame. And he comes at a weird angle, too. More three quarters than anything. As that is fouled off. Flesland had a good outing in his first time this season. That was back on Friday. As that pitch is outside. Perry, nice stop right there. The Grizzlies end up winning 8-3. Flesland, two scoreless innings. He struck out one batter. He did hit a batter as well, though. Flesland comes set. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And that is inside. And that is a one-out walk to Bartolero. As Flesland issues his first walk of the season. So now runner first with one out for Anthony Skoll. 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Flez in the third looks like he's coming more over the top tonight than he was in San Jose. I gave the reference of former Grizzlies left-hander Gino Espinelli as a kind of comparison in terms of where he is pitching from in terms of the angle. Flesland is positioned all the way from my point of view, the right side of the rubber, but on his point of view, the left side. So to a lefty, he's looks like he's throwing at you. Here's the pitch. That ball dangles on the outside part of the plate, and it is a called strike. Good pitch there from Flesland. Just tough to pick up for lefties. Flesland comes set. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And a breaking ball inside, and Perry trying to get it back into the zone. Flesland the third went to high school with Brady Hill, one of the Grizzlies' right-hand pitchers. They went their different paths, and now a part of the same team once again. As we said, from Spokane, Washington, which is where our high affiliate, the Spokane Indians, are located. He said he went to games at Avista Stadium, right near where we went to high school, at Spokane High School. Mount Spokane, I should say, excuse me. As Flesland looks on, here comes the pitch from the left-hander, with a runner at first. And that's fouled off. Good swing right there from Skoll. Skoll's listed at 6 feet, 165 pounds. He's from Cuba. Signed in 2021 by the Angels. Smaller frame for Skoll, but tons of power, according to his bio. And a ground ball, and that's a great play from Wimmer. 5-4-3. No, he didn't get it. Oh, good play initially from Braylon Wimmer, though. Wimmer diving towards the gap between short and third. The throw over to second got the lead runner, but he couldn't make the throw into first in time. Great job by Mendes getting that throw over as well, but the speed from Skoll gets him there. So Bartolero is out. And Skoll will reach on the fielder's choice. It goes 5-4 for the second out of the inning. So Skoll now at first base for Kevin Castillo. 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And now they will check over on Skoll. Now it's Castillo. Castillo listed at 5'10", 170 pounds. Here's the pitch from Flesland. And that one's high in the sky. Still in the infield, Wimmer is there, and he will make the catch just shy of the outfield grass to end the inning. The Grizzlies still lead 11-8 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Yeah.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. 11-8 Fresno leads Inland Empire. Great game between these two teams to open up the Grizzlies' home opener. As a bunt attempt, back to the pitcher, and it is made. Andy Perez looking to bunt, and Toler off the mound makes the play. Goes 1-3, and Perez now 2-for-4. Hit a pair of doubles and 3 RBI coming into that at-bat. Now it's Jake Snyder, who has walked twice and scored twice as well. 7 walks on the season, 10 runs for Jake Snyder over his first 4 games in 2024. As Snyder fouls that one off, count it, no balls in 1 strike. Jake Snyder from Waterloo, Iowa, played his ball at Louisville, the Cardinals. As here comes the 0-1 to Jake Snyder. And Snyder fouls off another one. The count now, no balls and 2 strikes. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. As that pitch outside of Snyder, find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the sixth. That's outside of Snyder. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, again, Pete and Jerry's home run eggs. Here's the pitch to Snyder, and Snyder swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Toler, who's come out throwing strikes so far. That is his second strikeout. And with 2 outs, here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., 2-for-3, an RBI single and a run back in the third, where the Grizzlies scored 9 runs in that frame. Tuesday night baseball as Colin Baumgartner starts to get loose down in that Fresno bullpen, the tall right-hander. As he starts to get loose, here comes the pitch to EJ, and that is high for a ball. EJ Andrews Jr., former Fresno State Bulldog from Long Beach, California. Here comes the pitch to him. That's inside. Good pitch, and they'll check on it. He did not go, says the base umpire and Jeremy Rada. Home plate umpire is Joshua Runge. Here comes the pitch to EJ. That is in there for a strike. Good pitch down the zone again by Toler, who just continues to pound the strike zone. 6'2", 215 pounds for the lefty from Brighton, Michigan. As that's fouled off. Toler spent some time in Tri-City in High A last year. Born June 30th, 2000, is Baumgartner. You can see right there on MILB TV and the Bally Live app. As that swung on and missed, and Toler, a 1-2-3-6. We head to the seventh. We have a barn burner here at Chuck Chansey Park. Come on back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning as Colin Baumgartner takes over on the mound as the first pitch is a strike grooved in there from the tall right-hander. 11-8 Fresno leads Inland Empire here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Glad you could join us. We have a great game so far as a young fan tries making a play right there on the reserve level here at Chuck Chancey Park. Game one of six between these two teams. As here is a ground ball and a one bouncer. They said that Mendez did catch it. He actually said he caught it, not a bouncer. And he retires Flores. It goes L4 for the first out. As here comes right fielder Randy DeJesus, who is 1-for-3. A double and a run scored back in the fourth inning. But Juan Flores, he was the one who hit the grand slam prior. And now Baumgartner retires him. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Stu Flesland III was fantastic for Fresno out of the pen. He has been a bright spot over his first two outings. 1 1/3 scoreless innings. He just walked one batter. And for Flesland III, he has not allowed a hit or a run yet, but he has hit a batter, he has walked a batter. But either way, he's looked fantastic. Now Baumgartner, who appeared on Saturday evening in San Jose, one inning, and he struck out the side. So far, it's been good for Baumgartner. You'll hear his interview tomorrow. He'll be our pregame guest. We're happy to have him on as well. Get to talk to the tall right-hander. He's listed at 6'6", 250 pounds. 25 years old, birthplace Alton, Illinois, as that ball is foul. And he has went to... He's from Paisa, Illinois, was his high school, Southwestern High School. Now, I thought it was Piazza. Now, he and I had a huge talk about it. And he goes, unless you're from there, you will not know how to pronounce it because it does not look anything like it's spelled. P-I-A-S-A. As here's a broken bat, one bouncer this time to Mendez. Mendez has looked good defensively. He makes the play for the second out. It goes 4-3 on the broken bat ground out. So two away now. For Dario Laverde. Laverde, a triple and a run, his last at bat. He is 1-for-3. He also reached on an error back in the fourth inning. Baumgartner then would head over to SIU Edwardsville. SIUE. It's also known as Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. There's like five or six names for where he went there. He went there for 5 years, had the COVID year and also an injury year as well. Then took his last year to Kansas, where he signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2023. And pretty much at every stop that Baumgartner had, he put up insane numbers and got an opportunity with the Rockies. As that pitch is outside, and really great guy as well, too. I think everyone listening as well and everyone here in California are going to absolutely love this right-hander. As here comes the pitch from him right here. And that is fouled off to the backstop. Tall, strong right-hander. Throws very efficiently. I think that's the best way to describe how he throws. Good mechanics. Good follow-through. Uses his height and weight towards his power. As that is fouled off of Perry. And Perry upset he didn't catch that one right there. Baumgartner born September 26. He'll be 26 at the end of the season. Was also a basketball player in high school where he led his high school in rebounds, one of the best all time to do it. As that swung on and missed. How about a 1-2-3 inning, Baumgartner? Let's go stretch here at Chuck Chancey Park. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic.
Is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Bottom of the seventh inning, 11-8, Fresno leads Inland Empire. Felix Tena will lead things off against left-hander in Toller. As here comes the first pitch from the lefty, and it hits Tena. Another hit-by-pitch, the third of the evening. And remember, the last time hit-by-pitches started an inning, the Grizzlies put up some runs. So Tena hit by the pitch, hit a two RBI single back in the third inning, and now hit by a pitch, and it'll be Luis Mendez who was hit by a pitch earlier as well. That was in the foot. Four hit by pitches, actually. I had only three listed initially. It's actually four. As that will hit Mendez in the face, and he's down. Mendez was just hit in the face. That ball was put in play somehow. And they're saying that it hit his bat and he is out. I'm going to have to see a replay on that one. I am not sure what happened. And look at the ball hit Mendez in the face. He went down in a heap. The ball was in fair territory. I don't know if it hit the bat or what it hit then. If we look at the replay right here, it looked like it hit the bat and then his face. The ball was in play. The umpire said it was in play. Tena to second. It's a bunt attempt technically then. As now that ball is a little bit low to Darius Perry. As the crowd not happy with that initially. I believe that Mendez was trying to put a bunt down, if I believe. So therefore it would be 1-3 on a sack bunt. So runner at second with one out. It's Darius Perry who's reached base three times tonight. Hit by pitch, walk, and a single. Runner at second. With one out, it is a sack bunt officially. As here's the pitch, and that is inside. Good pitch there, though, to Perry from the lefty and Toller. here on April 9th. Glad you could join us here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As that is a called strike to Perry. Get ready to make a splash at your Chancey Gold and kickstart your summer adventure with the $600,000 Party on the Pontoon and Jet Ski giveaway. Here comes a pitch to Perry from Toller. And Perry, swing and a miss. Good pitch. Now the count full 3-2. Play and earn entries for your chance to snap your share of over $43,000 in cash drawings every Thursday and Friday. Then speed on in Friday, April 26th for your chance to win the sizzling hot grand prize, a new pontoon or jet ski. As Perry, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes for the second out of the inning. That is the fourth strikeout for Toller. And with two outs, here's Jason Hinchman. So Hinchman now to the dish. Hinchman hit by a pitch. As here comes manager Dave Stapleton out of the dugout. They might make a change right here. By the way, let the splash games begin for Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino. It's only at Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank them here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We're a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Pitching change right here. We'll be right back to tell you about the new right-hander, Chris Barraza.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning still. Fresno leads Inland Empire 11-8. There are two outs and a runner at second base and a new pitcher to take on left fielder Jason Hinchman. It'll be the right-hander Chris Barraza. B-A-R-R-A-Z-A. Barraza takes over on the bump. Cam Toller's line is not done, but the left-hander was fantastic for Inland Empire. Kept the 66ers in this game. 2 2/3 innings. He's only allowed one hit, and maybe the run at second could be his. He finishes with one hit batter as well and four strikeouts. So now Jason Hinchman, who had a sacrifice fly RBI, a bases or a hit by pitch, and he scored later in the frame. As here comes the pitch from Brazen, a fly ball out to right field. It is going to stay up long enough for the right fielder and DeJesus to run it down. One pitch, one out, and that will end the seventh. We head to the eighth. The Grizzlies lead by three. Come on back. You'll see Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the top of the eighth inning. It is 11-8 Fresno as they lead Inland Empire here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. A great crowd for the home opener for the Grizzlies here in 2024. As the right-hand pitcher, Colin Bumgarner, will lead things off against, or will face Luis Torres, who will lead things off here in the top of the eighth inning. As he first pitches a ball, the count of 1-0. Bumgarner out for his second inning of work. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. His time's called as the ball got away from the bullpen. Action down in the Grizzlies' pen. We'll see who it is. It's a left-hander down in that pen. Here comes the pitch from Bumgarner. And it's a little slow roller to the second baseman, Mendez. Mendez has had a great defensive night. He makes the play for the first out. And one away as here comes Macias, the second baseman. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for the proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. So in the pen right now is Bryson Hammer, number 20. So he starts to get loose down there. As here's a high fly ball out to center field, playable for E.J. Andrews Jr. And he will make the catch for the second out. Two away now as here comes Capri Ortiz, 2-for-4, the pair of singles, and a pair of runs as well. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us, however you're listening, wherever you're listening. I'd like to give a couple shout-outs this evening. Shout-out to Dominic Lorenz and his family listening. And I know that you are an Angels fan, Dominic, but unfortunately your 66ers trail 11-8. I also like to give a shout out to Mike McCool and his family tuning in this evening in Clovis, California. Thanks for tuning in as well, Mike. As that ball down the left field line, and it will go foul towards the dugout of Inland Empire. Two outs here in the top of the eighth inning is Colin Bumgarner looking for a clean frame. We'll give you scores next half inning as the Grizzlies trying to hold on tonight to win their home opener and move to 4-0. Will the Grizzlies be the only undefeated California League team after tonight? As that pitch just misses high as Perry tries to push it back into the zone, just misses there. Here comes the pitch from Bumgarner. And it is low as well. Good breaking ball, though, down in the zone from Bumgarner, looking for the chase. The count now at 2-0. Here comes the pitch. Outside, 4. It was actually 3-1 on that. So Ortiz has reached for the third time, the leadoff hitter. Third walk by Fresno pitching, all by their pen. And it'll be Caleb Bartolero. Bartolero, an RBI double back in the 30s, 1-for-3 on the evening. Good game for both teams as well. Fresno has been stymied over the past couple of frames, and Baumgartner trying to have a clean frame here in the eighth. As that pitch runs outside, the count at 1-0. Great promo schedule this year for Fresno. 66 home games, 36 promotions throughout the year and giveaways and different items that you can be involved with, guest appearances. I know we're excited for Meet Bingo and Bluey Night on this Saturday. Grab your tickets now at 6:50 p.m. first pitch. As here comes manager Steve Solis out of the dugout. It's actually the pitching coach, Rolando Garza. So Rolando Garza is going to go talk to Baumgartner, talk to him real quick. But a lot of great promotions coming up for the Grizzlies. Repka jersey giveaway this Friday, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. And then 1:05 on Sunday to finish out the series, our first day game here at Chancy Park. It is Bark in the Park as well. I want to pet all the dogs. That's all I want to do. All the dogs. Yellow Labs, Golden Retrievers, every kind of them. As here comes the pitch from Colin Baumgartner. There goes the runner. The throw from Perry's on the money. The tag, and he's out. What a throw. Perry's first caught stealing of 2024 is a key moment here in the eighth. We had the bottom of the eighth with some momentum. Come on back, see if the Grizzlies can get some insurance runs.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 11-8. Fresno leads Inland Empire. Aiden Longwell will lead things off as he takes on the right-hander Chris Barraza. Here comes the first pitch from the righty to Longwell, the lefty. And Longwell flies one foul down the left field line and out of play. The count at 0-1. Let's go through the scores through the California League. Let's start with the game just down the road, 45 minutes. The undefeated Visalia Rawhide trail the defeated San Jose Giants 6-0. Visalia, their home opener as well. The Rawhide, though, trails 6-0 to San Jose. Good game for San Jose as they had a 5-run third inning. Their bullpen has been fantastic as well. Cole Foster, a 3-hit game. He is something special. We watched him down at Excite Ballpark, had a big home run for San Jose, but we'll see how long he's there for. That's the real one, as that ball is fouled off by Longwell, and we'll continue the count. Modesto trails Lake Elsinore 6-5 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Very similar line, 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. Colt Emerson has 2 hits, and Ty Pete has 2 hits and 3 RBI for Modesto. Lake Elsinore bringing back a lot of prospects, and it's Nick Vogt with two RBI in the middle of the lineup. They also have two runs by Bashir's at the top of the lineup and Carpathios with an RBI as well. The final game going on in the California League is also a tight game as it just ended. Stockton defeats Rancho Cucamonga 6-4. The Ports 2-2 to start the year. Rancho Cucamonga 1-3. Here's a fly ball left center field. And this is playable for the left fielder. And it is caught at the last moment by the left fielder in Castillo. He had some trouble, looked like, with the lights initially. Makes the play for the first out. As here comes the third baseman, Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 1-3, a bases loaded walk with an RBI back in the third inning. The Ports got the win, though. They scored early and scored often. One run in the first, three in the second, two in the fourth. Win to Avant, he is 2-0. The loss to McDaniels, as that will hit Braylon Wimmer. That is five hit by pitches tonight for Inland Empire. And Wimmer not happy at all as he will head down to first base. That is a lot of hit by pitches. Seven hits for Fresno. They've been hit by five pitches. They've also walked five times. So runner at first with one out. And it'll be Andy Perez, who's 2-for-4, a pair of doubles, and three RBI. The bases clearing double, the big hit tonight. By the way, McDaniels got the loss for Rancho Cucamonga. The save to Brown is second for the Ports. The Ports will be the next opponent for your Grizzlies. They will have a six-game series at Banner Island Ballpark. It's going to be very chilly in Banner Island for those games. For Stockton as well, two hits from their prospect in Naylor. Four RBI for Khan, the catcher, as Perez fouls that one off. On the other side for Rancho Cucamonga, their prospect, Jay Geloff, had two hits and two RBI. And Hope, their other prospect, had a double a part of his game as well. But Rancho Cucamonga falls to Stockton 6-4. So that pitch goes outside. Lots of prospects in the California League this year. The Grizzlies only have two top 30 prospects, according to MLB.com, on this team. Both pitchers. Here comes the pitch to Perez. And it gets away from the catcher to the backstop. We'll see what the ruling is. But Wimmer now in scoring position with only one out. And the middle of the lineup going to try to knock him in. We'll wait for the official ruling before we put it down on our papers. Andy Perez, another multi-hit game. It's a wild pitch, by the way, on that. Andy Perez, two hits in the contest, looking for his third one. He already has three RBIs, which leads the team in tonight's contest. Here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. And that is outside. Good spot location from Braza, who's back for another season with Inland Empire. Braza listed 6 feet, 196 pounds. He's from Tucson, Arizona. 10th round draft pick in 2023. As Perez, high pop-up, drifting to left field. It's going to be a tough play. The infielders might collide, and the ball drops! It drops as the outfielder hits the infielder with his body. The infielder, the shortstop, and Ortiz was backpedaling, and the left fielder, Castillo, was coming on, and it looked like they never called each other off. By the time they did so, Ortiz had fallen, and Castillo, trying to make the play, hits the backside of Ortiz, and the ball falls. On the replay right here, you can see out in left field that that's exactly what happened. The leg got caught up on Ortiz from Castillo. It's more a mental error than anything right there. As now a fly ball from Snyder out to left field. That ball keeps carrying, and it is caught on the run by the left fielder Castillo after making that mistake in left field. He makes a great play out in left field, and he's been busy. Already two catches by Castillo, and he also had that error as well. It is an error for Castillo. So two outs, runners at first and second, and it's E.J. Andrews Jr. And wouldn't we like it right here if E.J. puts a three-run homer out to left field? Here comes the pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr. That is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. E.J. Andrews Jr. had the 100th homer last season for Fresno on the last day of the regular season against Modesto. Tons of power. We've seen it. Here comes the pitch. And he swings and misses over the top of that pitch. High in the zone. Count now 0-2. 92 from Barraza. Barraza, one of the upper-level relievers for Inland Empire. 11-8 Fresno. They would love an insurance run right here. As that one is spoiled, foul to the right side and out of play. No one warming up in either bullpen, which means Colin Baumgartner might get the ninth inning and look for a three-inning save. You don't see that very often in pro baseball anymore. Here comes the pitch to E.J. Andrews. And that is just inside. Good spot. So count now 1-2. Here's the pitch. Outside. Count now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 2 runners on. Here comes the pitch to number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. And he fouls it off and will do it again, right off his leg. We've seen that a few times from E.J. Andrews in the first couple of games. Never fun fouling a pitch off your body. 11-8 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Fresno's 9-run 3rd inning. The reason they have this lead, they scored 2 runs in the 4th inning. They've been scoreless in every other inning. Here's the pitch. That is high, and E.J. Andrews lays off of it. Felix Tena awaits on deck. Will the bases be loaded? Will there be a home run? We don't know. Let's find out right here. Andrews Jr., 2 hits tonight. Here's the pitch. And Andrews Jr., fly ball, center field, but it's going to stay in the park. And that will end the inning as the Grizzlies come up empty. We head to the 9th. The Grizzlies 3 outs away from a 4-0 start and a home opener win. We'll be back.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org. There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and...
Top of the 9th inning, the Grizzlies lead 11-8 over the Inland Empire 66ers here at Chancy Park in downtown Fresno. Glad you could join us. Bryson Hammer will take over the 9th inning. He was just ready to go as the first pitch is inside to Caleb Bartolero. Bartolero had an RBI double back in the 3rd inning, 1-for-3 on the night. Here comes the pitch. And that swung on a miss. Good fastball there from Bryson Hammer. Hammer, 6'1", 186 pounds, 22 years old from Stony Point, North Carolina. Great name, great baseball name, Bryson Hammer. As that pitch is in the dirt, Perry tried blocking it. Cullen Baumgartner goes two scoreless and hitless innings. One walk, one strikeout for him. He has thrown three scoreless innings so far to start his season with Fresno. Here comes the pitch from Hammer. And that is fouled off. And count out two balls and two strikes. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. As that pitch just low, check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that is swung on and missed, and Hammer has a strikeout of Bartolero for the first out of the inning. And Fresno has 9 strikeouts so far. As here comes Anthony Skoll. Skoll 1-for-4, a single and a run. As Hammer trying to get through this here in the top of the 9th inning. As here is a chopper, and it's going to be the first baseman. Long one hits the bag. Oh, the worst possible way for the ball to hit was hitting the bag, and it does so. There was nothing Longwell, nothing Hammer could do about it. It's a base hit, the most unconventional way possible. 10 hits now for Inland Empire. Runner first with one out, and it's Kevin Castillo. 1-for-3, an RBI single back in the first inning, and that's just very unfortunate right there. Hit right on the bag. Here's the pitch from Hammer. Then a bunt attempt, and it will go foul. It will go foul. That was way too close for comfort, though, as Wimmer initially looked to try to pick it up and let the ball go foul. And he does so for the first strike. Bryson Hammer was drafted in the 12th round in 2023 out of Dallas Baptist. This is his second appearance this season. Hammer pitched on Friday. 2 innings, he allowed 2 runs on 3 hits. He did strike out a batter. And now put into a closer situation. It is Hammer's turn to pitch, and it might be a closer by committee season. Zach Agnos last year was really the closer for Fresno, but this year it's whoever can get the job done. That's how good these relievers are. Agnos already a couple saves in High A Spokane. He had 2 over the first 3 games of their year. Here comes the pitch from Hammer. That is chopped foul. Now, one thing that Zach Agnos and one thing that Bryson Hammer have in common are their mustaches. So maybe Hammer will take over that role because of that mustache. Hammer looking in, trying to get a sign right here. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch from Hammer on the outside part of the plate. 2 down here in the 9th inning. As here comes Juan Flores, a grand slam back in the 5th inning. That was the big hit for Inland Empire tonight. And he's going to try to just continue this game. A home run doesn't mean anything. It still would be 11-10 at this point. So Hammer going to come right at him. First pitch fouled off. Bryson Hammer looking for a strikeout right here. Wears a great number, 20 on the back of his jersey. Hammer looks in. Here comes the pitch from the southpaw. And a ground ball, base hit to left field, and a tying run to the plate for Inland Empire. So Flores' second hit. Up to second goes Skoll. And it's now Randy DeJesus, who is 1-for-4. A double and a run back in the 4th inning. He does have power as the catcher now in Perry talking to the pitcher in Hammer. And the crowd getting very anxious. Time run at the dish. 11-8 here in the 9th inning. Parker trying to get the crowd pumped up. Post-game fireworks. Presented by Visit Fresno County, expected after the game. Dario Laverde on deck. Lavarde had a triple earlier. As now another mound visit between Perez and Hammer. Try to make sure they're on the same page. As now action, it's Jake Madden, one of the Grizzlies' top prospects in the pen. As on the other side, it looks like it's Alex Martinez for Inland Empire. And here comes a mound visit again. Fresno using a lot of their mound visits right here. Rolando Garza coming to talk to Bryson Hammer. They're trying to make sure they have the right situation. And the official number tonight for tonight's attendance, 7,153. Is tonight's attendance here at Chukchansey Park. As here comes DeJesus. Two outs, two runners on. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes. Laverde on deck. Three balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch to DeJesus. And that is ball four, and the bases are loaded here in the ninth inning. Skoll to third, Flores to second, DeJesus to first. Fourth walk for Fresno pitching, bases loaded, two outs, and it's Dario Laverde. Laverde, one for four, he had a triple and scored back in the fifth. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. Good pitch. No balls, one strike. Hammer comes set. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. Fly ball, center field. Andrews Jr. is there. He camps underneath it. And your Fresno Grizzlies hold on. 11-8. The Grizzlies are 4-0. And are the only undefeated team in the California League after tonight. Your Grizzlies win the home opener, and we celebrate with fireworks. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. Your Grizzlies, an 11-8 win over Inland Empire.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown. Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org. There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies post-game show, a wrap-up of tonight's contest. It's your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Inland Empire 66ers 11-8 tonight. The Grizzlies improved to 4-0. Inland Empire falls to 0-4. Let's go through the final lines. Inland Empire 8 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors. They left 8 runners on base. Fresno 11 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors, 6 left on base. The winning pitcher is Stu Flesland III. He's 1-0. The losing pitcher is Riley Bauman, he is 0-1, and the save to Bryson Hammer, who gets his first save of the year. Time of the game, 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 7,153. So the Grizzlies win tonight by a final score of 11-8. Let's go through the box score. Let's start with the scoring plays initial. Let's go to the scoring plays. And it was Inland Empire taking the early lead on a Kevin Castillo RBI single, making it 1-0. Then the 66ers made it 2-0 after a Caleb Bartolero RBI double. But the Grizzlies in the third inning brought 13 batters to the plate, scoring 9 runs. A bases-loaded double by Andy Perez, an RBI single from E.J. Andrews Jr. Felix Tania knocked in 2 runs with his RBI single, a couple sacrifice flies as well. 9-2 Fresno. They would score their other 2 and final runs in the fourth inning when it was Felix Tania double play that netted a run and then a pass ball as well. And then Juan Flores hit a grand slam. At that point, Inland Empire trying to make a comeback. They were trailing 11-8, but 3 scoreless innings for the Grizzlies, 4 scoreless innings for the 66ers, and that would do it to end the contest. 11-8, the Grizzlies beat the 66ers, and they improve to 4-0. Let's go through the box score as well, too. Andy Perez was the player of the game, as put on by our video board and by our on-field. And Andy Perez, 2 hits, both of them doubles, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. 2 hits as well for E.J. Andrews Jr. Felix Tania had 2 RBIs, putting the ball in play a couple times. every Grizzlies batter scored at least one run in the game as well. Fresno, they had a great offensive performance. For Fresno's pitching, Albert Pacheco, 6 Ks, no walks over 4 and a third inning. Threw strikes, did allow 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Brandon Carmichael, tough game. He gave up the grand slam, a third of an inning for him. Stu Flesland III was fantastic. 1 1/3 clean innings. Colin Bumgarner gets the hold. He had 2 clean innings. And Bryson Hammer picks up the save despite loading the bases. For Inland Empire, it was really the grand slam from Flores. Juan Flores, the grand slam for him. And then Castillo picked up an RBI. Bartolero had an RBI. 2 hits for Skull in the middle of the lineup. And DeJesus had a hit as well. 2 runs for Ortiz, 2 hits, and a walk at the top of the lineup for Capri Ortiz. Pitching-wise for Inland Empire, it was a tough game for their first 2 pitchers. Riley Bauman, the starter, only 2 innings, allowed 6 runs all earned, 3 walks. He also hit a couple batters as well. And then Will Christopherson, he gave up 5 runs, 4 of them earned. Overall for Inland Empire, they hit 5 batters, they walked 5 batters. They only allowed 7 hits, but gave up 11 runs, 10 of them earned. So the Grizzlies win. That brings us to tomorrow night, Wednesday night action here at Chukchansey Park at 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Inland Empire gives the ball to random pitcher Keithel Key. Great name. No record, no ERA. Fresno gives the ball to right-hand pitcher Brian Perez. No record, no ERA as well. So it'll be Keithel Key and Brian Perez at 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Pre-game show expected at 6:35. Make sure you follow us on social media to figure out exactly what time with that. The Grizzlies, the home opener win. They're 4-0 as the Grizzlies are officially the undefeated team in the California League. They win 11-8 tonight. A big thank you to all of our partners, to Verge for putting on tonight's broadcast, to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. For everyone in California listening, we celebrate with post-game fireworks. Your Fresno Grizzlies win 11-8. I'm Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.